This is the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. Join us as we hear from students across the Portland area and beyond. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. For over 100 years, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. The Student Hour is brought to you by Portland Radio Project, KBOO Community Radio, and KBPS. This is the Student Hour.
Welcome to a brand new school year and a brand new year of the Student Hour. My name is Jacob Patterson. I am the KBPS broadcasting instructor at Benson High School, and so good to be with you for a brand new school year full of brand new episodes of the Student Hour produced by our broadcasting students here at Benson High School. Lots of good stuff coming up in this episode. You will hear some introductions from some of our juniors and seniors in the radio program. We have a preview of what to expect in the PIL fall football season with our sportscasting program director, Sean Phillipson. And we'll be introducing some new segments that we are looking forward to getting on the air about new concert reviews and new music reviews. A little bit later in the program, we will hear a brand new song just released from the Rolling Stones, their first new material in 18 years. And they just released a sneak peek preview of that. It's out on Spotify. We're playing it on KBPS, and we're going to play that brand new song for you coming up a little bit later in this hour. I'd like to tell you about the concert highlight of my summer. I got to see one of my favorite bands, Greta Van Fleet, live when they played the Memorial Coliseum on Saturday, August 5th here in Portland. I've talked a lot about Greta Van Fleet. They've definitely been my favorite band in the last 4 or 5 years since I've discovered them. Got to tell you about this epic concert. For me, I was able to get a general admission floor ticket, and I wanted to get to the show a little bit early to have a good spot in the crowd. I arrived about 3 hours early before the doors opened, thinking that I'd get a pretty good spot. Not at all. I was 200th in line 3 hours early. I talked with the folks at the beginning at the front of the line, and it was a family that had drove all the way up from Bend, Oregon. And in fact, they got there the night before so they could get in line first, and started lining up at 3 a.m. that morning, 16 hours before the concert ever started. Such an amazing concert. It was everything that fans were looking for. It was amazing, exciting, theatrics, pyrotechnics. Every time the flames lit up, you could feel it all the way around the arena. Surprises, really everything that dedicated fans wanted to see. I was able to score a couple of really cool souvenirs that were really rare. I was close enough to catch one of the singer's scarves when he threw that out into the crowd. And near the end of the show, they went around and handed out white roses that were really popular amongst the fans. And I was able to score one of those roses, which we now have framed up in our studio. The concert opened with what I would consider to be one of my favorite songs, or maybe my second favorite song off the new album. Of course, the new album called Starcatcher, and that's the name of the tour, the Starcatcher World Tour. They opened the concert with a song called The Falling Sky, and I'd like to share that song with you right now. We'll be right back. They also played a handful of songs off of their previous album, but primarily focused on the new stuff off the new Starcatcher album. One of the biggest surprises of the concert, about halfway through, they got into a drum solo for several minutes. And then at the end of the drum solo, the entire arena went black, pitch black. And all of a sudden, the rest of the band pops up on a stage on the other side of the arena. It was really cool. And they were bringing like front row action to all different parts of the arena, which I thought was really cool. When they played on that other stage, they performed an acoustic set. And they closed out with a very popular song called Black Smoke Rising in a very acoustic style. Here's an idea of what that sounded like.
Thank you.
They also played another song, which is now my favorite song on the Starcatcher album. It's called The Archer. Let me share this song with you too.
We'll be right back.
From front to back, the brand new Greta Van Fleet album and their new world tour, the Starcatcher World Tour, is phenomenal. Two thumbs up from this Greta Van Fleet fan. If you liked what you heard today, do yourself a favor and check out the band Greta Van Fleet. Thanks so much for listening to The Student Hour.
Hello, KBPS listeners. I am Sean Phillipson, radio play-by-play broadcaster and the KBPS sportscasting program director. I graduated from Benson back in 2009 and have been involved with KBPS sports since 2007. We are into the second week of PIL football action, but to quickly recap on what happened in week one of the season, the PIL went 2-6 against non-league teams. And good news for Southeast Portland teams, Cleveland and Franklin were the only two teams to pull off victories against non-league teams. Cleveland, the first to beat the Park Rose Broncos out of the 4A league in a 28-22 victory for the Warriors. And for the Lightning, our game of the week, picking up a huge win at home, 28-27 over the Gresham Gophers. And Tucker Snow had himself a terrific game on the ground, over 200 yards rushing and scoring all four touchdowns as well for the Gresham Gophers. Unfortunately for Gresham, out of the Mount Hood Conference, they are in the loss column, but there's still a lot of room to grow for the Gophers and for the Franklin Lightning as well. Cash Landau for Franklin scored a go-ahead touchdown with less than 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter and was able to convert a huge two-point conversion to give the Franklin Lightning a one-point lead at 28-27, which was indeed the final score for Franklin in week one. Now, on to my predictions. I predicted that Grant would win 8 games this year and lose to Newburgh, which I have correct, but Grant will be taking on Southridge at home to host week 2 this upcoming week, and we'll see if Grant can win out the remaining part of their games to clinch another PIL title. I have them winning the title outright. Jefferson I have at 7 wins. They will, my prediction, they'll lose to Oregon City and Grant in this season's schedule. Roosevelt, I have them at 6 wins. They will lose to North Salem, Grant, and Jefferson. Lincoln, I have them winning 5 games. They'll lose to Bend, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Grant. I also have Franklin with 5 victories as well. They will lose all 4 to Roosevelt, Grant, Lincoln, and Jefferson. I think Franklin and Lincoln, when they do meet later this season, that will be the game to look out for. Wells, I have them also winning 5 games. They'll lose to Grant, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Franklin. McDaniel and Cleveland, I have them both winning 2 games. McDaniel should be able to beat Cleveland later on this season and McNary. And I have Cleveland without a league win. They will have wins against Park Rose and South Eugene this year. But I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong with my predictions, as Grant has been the staple of the PIL for a number of years now, either winning the PIL title outright or sharing the title with either Jefferson or Roosevelt in the mix. So we'll see what happens this year with my predictions. And maybe we'll come back to that by the time we get into playoff football, hovering around late October, early November, to say the very least. That pretty much covers the predictions. Week 2 games to look out for, of course, our game of the week, which will be at Lincoln to take a look at the brand new Mike Walsh Field. It's been 4 years since Lincoln has played on their own home field. Looking at the games in the PIL, Reynolds will be taking on Roosevelt. Roosevelt hosting. Also, Putnam will be visiting McDaniel. Ida B. Wells will be visiting Century. Jefferson will be at Liberty. The Wells-Century game will kick off at 5 o'clock. Our Newburgh-Lincoln game, 7 o'clock. Don't miss the game. And that will almost cover the games. I also forgot Grant hosting Southridge and Franklin hosting Aloha. South Eugene will be visiting the Cleveland Warriors as well in week 2 of high school football action. As a reminder, if you know a student that loves sports broadcasting and wants to be into our sportscasting program, there's more information on the KBPS website at kbps.am and click on the sports tab. I am Sean Phillipson, the KBPS Sportscasting Program Director and play-by-play broadcaster. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Student Hour, student voices from Portland for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS.
Hey, I'm Joe Anderson, KBPS senior. Welcome back. This is my first time since before summer break using my radio voice, so please do forgive me if it is a little rusty, but I'm really excited to be back here on KBPS, especially with our new show, The Student Hour, now on KBOO alongside Portland Radio Project and, of course, right here on KBPS. I thought I'd tell you a little bit about myself, what I did over the summer. And yeah, we can start right there. So once again, my name is Joe. Last year, I was the KBPS Student Chief of Staff during a very important time last year, 2023. It was a very important milestone for KBPS because in 1923, we originally went on air under KFIF. So last year was our centennial. And as the chief of staff, I had so much fun getting to plan the parties, the celebration, everything for that centennial. We also got a bunch of different stuff like a proclamation from the city council proclaiming it KBPS Centennial Day on March 23rd, 2023. I also was the student body president right here at Benson Polytechnic High School. We did a lot of great things. Probably one of the bigger things, we helped get students transit passes over the summer. And we also renamed Benson Tech's mascot from the Tech Men to the Astros, something I couldn't be any more excited about. We went in front of the school board, Mr. Wilson and I, and we presented it to them, and we got unanimous approval from everyone, the superintendent, the Board of Education, and the amazing student representative, Byron E. McMahon, who I actually had right here on KBPS for an interview and a promotion about the District Student Council, or the DSC. You can think of it, if I was the governor of the state, here being student body president at Benson, Byron E. would be the president of the United States, being the head of the district student council. We actually had her on air for an interview here at KBPS, then did a quick tour of Benson, which was so much fun. And this year, I'm actually a member of the DSC, so we're working on confronting a lot of the issues that students across the district face. And we'll be collaborating with district departments, budget review, communications, and even other governmental agencies like TriMet. We might go down and do some legislative advocacy in Salem. And of course, you can expect an interview with the new student representative to the Portland Public Schools Board of Education, Frankie from Franklin High School. I had so much fun at our meeting last night as of this being recorded, and I just can't wait to see what we do on the DSC. Over the summer, I spent a lot of time working. I didn't work at Summerstown as I did the previous year. I wanted to let someone else have that opportunity since spots are limited. I instead chose to work at Ben & Jerry's. Great experience. I will recommend next time you're at Ben & Jerry's. If you like a little bit of a berries and chocolate flavor, try out the chocolate therapy ice cream flavor mixed with the berry sorbet, the berry extraordinary sorbet. It gives a great combo. And chocolate therapy, that's a chocolate ice cream with bits of chocolate pudding and chocolate cookies in there. It's an amazing chocolate ice cream. So are really any of the chocolates or Ben & Jerry's ice creams over there. So would definitely recommend that combination. Had tons of fun at Ben & Jerry's. We did catering events, which was just so much fun. We went up to like a shipyard where they were like repairing ships. And when like all 1,200 union workers went on break, it was like all hands on deck, get these people some ice cream. And I'm so happy I could have that experience. But now I'm right back here at Benson Tech for my final senior year, and I could not be any more excited to be spending it here in the KBPS program and with the rest of you on KBPS. So that's it for now. Thanks so much. Can't wait to hear more from you. Once again, I'm Joe Anderson for KBPS.
Hi, my name is James, and I'm a senior at Benson Polytechnic. My on-air partner is Joseph Kirby Anderson. You may have heard of him. Some of my passions include music and drumming. In fact, I'm a drummer in my very own band, and music is incredibly important to me. It's partially one of the reasons why I got into radio. Some of the clubs that I'm very active in is the Diversity Club and the Mexican Chicano Alliance. As a Latino man, coming to Benson and fitting in felt very natural for me. Some of my summer highlights were going to Germany, and although I thought that the culture was extremely different from here, what I'm usually used to in the United States, it was so incredible to be able to experience new things and travel. I myself am incredibly interested in traveling and seeing new things and just being able to experience the world. I'm really looking forward to being able to contribute to the KBPS and Benson Polytechnic values. As some of you might know, these are referred to as Benson's fresh values. What is fresh? Future, respect, education, self and social awareness, and honesty. To me, Benson's fresh values mean everything. Honesty is such an important part of my character, and it's how I live every day. I live every day trying to be as honest as I can and as hardworking as I can. Something else that I'm incredibly aware of is my self and social awareness. I strive to be as self and socially aware as I possibly can be, and look for anything that I can do to make a positive and meaningful impact on my community, that being the Benson Tech Astros. Go Astros! And this doesn't just go for Benson. This goes for all my communities. As I previously mentioned, I am a senior this year, and some of my plans are to go to college, although I haven't completely decided on where. I'm looking to stay, possibly in the Pacific Northwest, although I'm trying to expand my horizons and I'm most likely going to be going to the East Coast. Many of the schools I'm currently considering are liberal arts schools, as I'm very interested in the communication and design sector of colleges. As you may recall, I did say that I was a member of a band. Being a member of a band is a very practical way for me to strengthen some of my team building skills. Originally, I wasn't the best with team building, and I wasn't the best at sharing bonds with some of the people I was around with. Although after joining KBPS, I found that it was much easier to rely on the people that I'm around and the people that I work with closely in KBPS. Some of the things that have been afflicted by this is, as I've mentioned, my band. I find that it's much easier to play the drums knowing that I have my band's back and they have mine. This has been very helpful and has caused a very strengthened bond in the relationship between my band and me. It was great getting to know you all. My name is James, and thank you for listening to KBPS.
Hello, AM1450. My name is Travis, and I would like to do a little introduction about myself. So, I am a senior at Benson Polytechnic. Why did I choose radio? Well, I chose radio for a couple reasons. One, to get my anxiety of just talking in front of a lot of people. I know a lot of people hear me on the radio. People like my content. I like to speak my heart because I believe safety is one of my things. I do like safety talks with people like last year or no, this later this year. near the end of school, I was talking about how many shootings there were going on. Another thing about me is that I am a huge gamer. I like playing games like Apex, Roblox, sometimes Fortnite, Call of Duty. I coach people on those games as well, mainly streamers, because they need to understand that streaming is not just playing games and making people sending you money. Sometimes you have to talk. Sometimes you have to understand the words, make sure your mic is okay, or making the quality like of your stream very good, and learn how to, how would I say this, make it feel more smooth, so then when you're playing a game, you are not feeling like you are delaying the audience or making them looking at something that's in 8-bit when it's truly in 4K. Another thing is about me is one of my favorite subjects of all time when talking on the radio. Another subject is music. Music is another thing that I entirely love. It's been around my fan base. My dad was a bass player, knew a lot of people, and before he died, there's like, I can't remember, like up to like 10 bands signing his poster after his death, and now it's mine. So music has been a lot of my life, and understanding music, like how to make sure, like, what is correct, what is not. I know I took a long pause there, but it is one of my emotional spots. Another thing about me is when I do hit those emotional spots about, like, music, like, what's lyrics, what's its definition, or, like, something happening in school, they're not reinforcing it, why they're not doing it, it hurts, because it brings down a image of who and what people are. Like, seriously, in one of my talks I said one of the best things is making checking up on them, saying hi, how are you, and if they're not doing okay, recommend them therapy. Don't send somebody to therapy because you don't know what's gonna happen. Like, I understand people are emotional and people don't like to show it because then it seems like it's weakness or it's something that they don't, the society of what you're living in seems weak. So yeah, that is me. And I hope you learned a lot about me.
Hello, my name is Charity. I'm a senior in KBPS broadcasting program. This year my on-air partner is Kimora and Ebony. I'm working with them because we work really good together.
Hi, my name is Kimora, as Charity just stated. I clearly am a senior this year, and I attend to Benson Polytechnic, and I'm majoring in radio broadcasting.
Hello, my name is Ebony. I'm a senior in the KBPS broadcasting program. And, yeah.
Do you want to start, Kimora?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to talk about my summer. This summer, I worked with kids, and it was an honor to work with kids. I was so happy that I got this position, and as a lead counselor, and I was so excited about that. And I love kids, so it was a really good experience. There was a lot of pros and cons too. I feel like there was more cons to pros, but overall I loved the kids. They were amazing. They had the best manners ever, literally. I had a good time. It was really good at paying, great experience, and I would love to do it again. Next.
Okay, I'm gonna be talking about my future plans. Question is, are you going to college? Yes, I am. I don't know where yet, but I am. What do I want to study? I want to study IT, informational technologist. I'm very good with technology, so if y'all ever need help, y'all can hit me up. But, yeah, that's it. You can go ahead.
Hey, I'm looking forward. Oh, I'm going to talk about what I'm looking forward to this year. I'm looking forward to a lot of the senior, like, things, like, I don't know, homecoming. I'm looking forward to prom and things like that and graduating. Yes. So, yeah.
That's good. Since you said about your future, I'll talk about that next. My future plans are, I am a hairstylist, so I would love to go to cosmetology school and get that experience and get licensed in hair, and become my own boss. So if I was to go to college, I would go to college for business. Perhaps a HBCU college. Not even that, if I don't have the funds for it, I would be doing a program just to get my certificate in anything that I want to accomplish. If that doesn't go well, like I said, going to college for business, getting that checked off next. If that none of those two go well, then I will be doing being a teacher, seeing how that goes. And I think that's probably where I'm a little bit more. So I might even incorporate all three, become my own boss, and become a teacher.
Well,
yeah, and then what
else? Anything else? We should talk about our favorite music genres.
Okay, I don't have a genre, but I can say my favorite artist is Lil Durk. Well, actually, I'm gonna give y'all my top three. My top three is Lil Durk, Lil Baby, and Meek Mill.
She likes the Lils.
Yeah,
My favorite artist is Summer Walker. I don't really have, that's my top. Summer Walker is my fave. My second is SZA.
Okay, my like all time favorite is Beyonce.
Yes, like, Queen B.
Duh. And then I listen to a lot of Drake, and also SZA, and probably her. Yeah. I really love them.
I want to go back to what we want to do for this the rest of the school year for radio broadcasting. I was saying in the beginning of this year, even though it's still the beginning, but like clearly last week, I was saying that I didn't know what I wanted to talk about on air or anything like that. So something that I do like talking about is like for the young people coming up in high school or in middle school, whatever, telling them what to expect, how things may go, to have that good relationship with teachers. And I'm gonna save the rest of what I have to say for another time. I don't wanna lose all my ideas. But yeah, that's something that I'm also looking forward into because it's good to have that extra help for others. That is a need. We can talk about hobbies. I think we got a little bit more time. Hobbies. I'm a volleyball player and a West African dancer on Oregon.
My hobbies is I play basketball. Yeah, that's all I do. That's all my hobbies, at least.
My hobbies, I play basketball as well, and I also play tennis, but that's not like my main hobby. I just enjoy playing tennis. And things I like to do in my free time, like I like to travel a lot, explore the world, super cool. And I love the beach. Like, if I could do anything all day, I would like just live at the beach.
What did you guys do for this, like the summer? Did you guys travel? What was something that like the highlight of your summer?
For like the first month or two of summer, I was playing basketball, traveling. The highlight though, I went to a Lil Baby concert, you know, top three. It was cool. I was turned up.
Okay, what's up? How about you,
Emma? The highlight of my summer would be, I don't know, at the beginning of summer, I went to Mexico, and that was super fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so maybe that one. I also traveled a lot for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But Mexico,
I bet that was
like,
fun.
The highlight, I feel like.
Yeah. I think I've said my highlight. I did go back to Houston for about a week and a half to see my mother. As most people know, I moved from Texas. Well, not from Texas, but I moved there for about a year. And I came back leaving my mother, or about leaving my household. And that was kind of hard, but I felt like I progressed from there. And I think that's what, you think that's about it? Anyone have anything else to share, anything like that?
Not really.
Do you want to stay in Portland in the future?
Oh, no.
Nope.
I came back just to graduate. I just came back to graduate. I plan on either going back to Houston or Arizona.
I'm definitely not staying here.
No, most def.
I think I'm going to go back on the East Coast.
You like the East Coast better than the West Coast?
Yeah, that's where I'm from. I can't. So I don't know. I say a lot of stuff out here, and people just be looking at me like, I'm like what?
No, yes. You gotta run into the good West Siders. Like,
I was like, bro,
they know what it is.
Like, I feel like I've been to the East Coast a lot.
I've traveled to the East Coast as well. Yeah, I'm for sure. That's, you know,
East Coast on top.
Psych.
West Side. That's funny. I guess we can close out, yeah. All right, I'm Kimora.
I'm Charity.
And I'm Ebony.
And thank you
for listening to KBPS.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Joe, and I'm a senior at Benson. You may have heard my voice during Summer Sound this past summer. I enjoy art of all kinds, drawing, painting, and sculpture, and I love putting together model kits. I say as I have one that is missing one leg and all of the accessories that I haven't touched in a month and started building about 6 months ago. Musical artists I enjoy include, but are not limited to, Devo, Daniel Dax, Hemlab, Dead or Alive, My Morning Jacket, Skinny Puppy, MCL Micro Trip League, the soundtrack to the Mobile Suit Gundam movie trilogy, and various other honorable mention band names that I cannot say on air. And my favorite part of the summer was leaving Colorado. I was part of BATS, the Benson Audio Technical Staff, last year, and most likely this year too. My name is Joe, and thank you for listening to KBPS Portland.
Hello, this is Dane on KBPS. I'm a junior at Benson Polytechnic High School, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a self-described strategist enjoying chess and academic challenge. I'm taking two AP classes, which may not sound like a lot, but I can assure you, it's not easy. You may not believe it, but I have a passion for radio. I hosted an after-school radio segment called Benson After Hours. So if you tuned in last year, or will tune in this year, you may remember me. Another thing you should know about me is that I worked at Summer Sound. I was on Summer Sound of 23, which was a delightful job. Speaking of jobs, I also worked as a swim instructor. I know this has been a lot, but there's really only one thing for you to take away. I enjoy thinking, philosophy, psychology, etc. I'll be analyzing themes in media and even debate them. Speaking of debate, my debate opponent and teammate, Makai of Makai's Creation Corner.
Greetings! I'm Makai, he, it, the splendid, the amazing, and the slightly goofy. I'm real excited to say I'll be walking with Dane, but enough about him. Let's get to me. Rapid fire info, go! I'm a Taurus and a bit of the stereotypical one, meaning I give great advice, obviously, and can admit that I am a bit stubborn at times. Moving on, I love the colors yellow, orange, and blue, but honestly, I like all of them. Speaking of colors, I have pseudosynesthesia, meaning that I can see sounds as colors and shapes. It's pretty cool and makes listening to music real nifty, but I'll admit, can also get pretty annoying. Some of the things that I love and adore are jewelry making, gem and mineral sciences, specifically gem faceting, which are the little cuts and flat sides you see on a gem. I adore all aspects of gem faceting, but one of my favorite parts of it is what's called a fantasy cut, which refers to a more in-depth carved style of gem faceting. Moving on, I adore mythology of all types, psychology of all types, history, specifically queer history and fashion history. Speaking of queerness and fashion, I'm pretty queer with both. I'm ace, poly, and a trans man, and pretty out there with my fashion sense. Feathers and bright colors are a pretty big staple in my fashion style. Rapid fire info done. Now, let's get into some of the stuff I'm excited to do on air. I'm very excited to work with my friend Dane, my annoyingly tall friend. Honestly, why must people be so tall? Who I also worked on with Summersound.
I'm only 6'2".
Hush. Honestly. Right. I am also excited to be working on our upcoming show, which will be mostly about our analysis of the media around us, as well as random snippets of interest as it passes us. I'm also looking forward to doing longer form podcast things. Now, thank you for listening to my ramble once more. I'm Akai Heit, and I look forward to being one of the many voices on KPBS.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nate Baldwin here on KBPS. I'm here to tell you a bit about myself. I'm a junior here at Benson High School. The school year just started. It's going great. I'm excited to be in radio. I think I'm going to have a lot of fun broadcasting on KBPS. I'm here with my on-air partner, Austin. He's pretty cool. He's epic. He's a gamer. Some of my favorite activities are talking to friends, playing video games, and bowling, which is why I'm excited for bowling club this year. That's going to be great. There's a bowling alley right by Marshall campus that we go to every Thursday. Well, probably Thursday. It's going to be great. I'm also excited for Computer Science Club and the newly formed Radio Club. I'm going to be here after school some days, Benson After Hours. I did a lot of fun things this summer. I went on vacation to the beach. I saw a few movies, including Barbie and Oppenheimer. You know, I had to see them. They're both really good movies. Some of my favorite music artists are Glaive, Penelope Scott, Jack Sauber, and Grandson. My favorite genre of music is alternative. My name is Nate Baldwin. Thanks for tuning in. And here's Austin.
Hello, my name is Austin. I am a junior in the KBPS program. My on-air partner is Nate, because they are a good friend of mine. Some things I like are WWE, video games, and chess. Some clubs I participate in are bowling club and bats. My favorite band is Imagine Dragons. During the summer, I got a swimming pool. This year, I'm looking forward to hanging out with my friends in bowling club. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to college yet, but it's not completely off the table. So far, my favorite KBPS memory is having a lot of friends in my class. Again, this is Austin with KBPS.
Hello, this is Colby with the KBPS radio team. This is a new year, so I thought I'd reintroduce myself. I'm a senior, and I've been in radio class for 3 years now, and this experience has been amazing. My on-air partner is pretty cool, but he's not going to be here too often, so you probably just hear me most of the time. Some of my hobbies include music, philosophy, video games, and art. Music is actually one of my favorite things. I listen to a lot of different genres. Some of my favorite genres are psychedelic rock, rap, sludge metal, and jazz. My top five bands are Nirvana, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Acid Bath, and MDC. Oh, and also, I like the Smiths, although I don't listen to them all that often anymore. My top five musicians are MF Doom, Travis Scott, Woody Guthrie, Lil Yachty, and Action Bronson. Music is such a big part of my life. I remember growing up listening to Nirvana, Bob Marley, and Rage Against the Machine, which has influenced my music, like my taste in music now. Not as much as it did in the past, but, you know, I still kind of go back to those bands and look at bands like that. It's, you know, it's just like, with music, it's just like a beautiful way of expressing emotions or telling a story. I'm also a huge fan of movies. I have a giant movie collection, and I have a bunch more movies I need to buy and watch. Some of my favorite movies are Scream 1 through 6, Goodfellas, Kill Bill, Terrifier 1 and 2, The Gentleman, Bullet Train, and No Country for Old Men. I've seen all of these movies at least a dozen times, and I've seen Goodfellas probably close to 60 times, which, I mean, it is my favorite movie, so I guess it's to be expected. When I was younger, I would actually go and visit my dad for the summer, and he had this giant movie collection we would spend all day watching. I mean, I grew up mainly with, like, Marvel and mob movies, and they definitely, like, stuck as some of my favorite movies, but I've also, like, expanded. Yeah, they definitely used to be favorite, but like I said, you know, I've gotten more into horror. I've always enjoyed horror. I find it, like, a really interesting genre, and, like, can tell a lot of stories about stuff. And, I mean, actually part of joining this radio class was so I could learn how to work with audio equipment because it is actually one of my dreams to make movies and to produce content that people can enjoy. So obviously radio class is a pretty nice class to choose. The thing about horror too that I really like is all like the subgenres. My favorite subgenre has to be elevated horror, which, I mean, it's kind of a pretentious like version of horror, but has some good plots, and the directing's always very top notch, and the audio's like really, really interesting and well done. When I leave Benson, I actually want to be a robotics engineer, which is kind of funny considering that I'm a radio major. But again, you know, I want radio to learn how to like work on audio and cameras and stuff like that, because once I'm out, I plan on getting a job, but also becoming like working on a YouTube channel to like spread my hobbies and just talk about what I find interesting. I also plan on, once I graduate Benson, going to Oregon State and either that or MIT. Not too sure yet. But thank you for taking time to listening to me reintroduce myself. I can't wait to see what this year brings me, and I'm most excited to be able to go back on air again.
Thanks again to all of our juniors and seniors who said hello. Looking forward to hearing much more from you this year on the Student Hour. Now, as promised, the brand new, just released song from the Rolling Stones. First new material in 18 years. This song is called Angry, and here it is on the Student Hour.
I'm
The Student Hour, highlighting student voices from around Portland and beyond. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. Full episodes of The Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. On air since 1923, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Thanks to our supporters, Portland Radio Project, KBOO Community Radio, and thanks to our listeners like you. This concludes our episode for today. For AM 1450 KBPS, I'm Joe Anderson. Thanks for joining us.